So when auditors find something wrong with a company's financial statements, they have to decide if it's a big deal or not. If it's not a big deal, what we call immaterial, they won't change their opinion about the company's accounts and they won't tell the users of the financial statements about it. They'll only tell them if it's material. Now, if auditors think there might be fraud, or if they're sure there's fraud, they have to tell the company bosses right away. They might start by telling them in person, but they also need to give them a written report. If the fraud is serious or keeps happening, they need to tell somebody higher up the company, those charged with governance, particularly if management are part of the problem. They should also tell those charged with governance if the company's rules for stopping fraud aren't good enough, i.e. the controls aren't appropriate. Now, if the fraud involves management or important employees or leads to a big mistake in the financial statements, then the auditors have to report it. They need to figure out what extra checks, what extra tests and procedures they should do to finish the audit, because they'll later test more because they know that fraud is going on. Now, normally, auditors can't tell anyone outside the company about the fraud because they have to keep things confidential. But if the law says they have to, or if a court tells them to, they might need to get legal advice on what to do next. Sometimes they might have to tell government authorities about the fraud without talking to the company first. So when things get tricky like this, auditors should ask for legal or professional advice themselves to make sure that they're doing the right thing.